Welcome to That's So Last Century, What We Wore 1950s to 1990s. In this podcast, you'll hear stories about all things fashion, from home dressmaking to professional tailoring, sewing in fabric shops, following the fashions, and what sustainable fashion means in this century. Voices have been drawn from Auckland Library's Oral History and Sound Heritage Collections. Recorded in 2013 as part of the Dominion Road Stories collection, Marion Hay, the owner of a specialist sewing shop, Exquisite Stitch, a Benina sewing centre, talks with Sue G about her childhood sewing influences and memories. This recording was done in the shop, so you hear some background sounds through the track.
And you mentioned that your mother made you a coat.
Yes.
Yeah, so she did. What would she have made that out of?
It would have been, I think it was wool, and I think it was a boucle. I can remember it was blue.
So did that beginning, is that what led you into the interest of being involved with sewing and knitting?
I think so. I mean, she had a treadle machine, and I was about six when I first started to try and make things clothes for my dolls. And I think I was about 11 when I made my first dress for myself.
Did you have a pattern or?
Yes, it was a commercial pattern that I used. I cut it, used a commercial pattern, cut it out, stitched it together. Yeah.
And so you were 11 years old using a treadle machine?
I think it must have been.
Was it what brand? So was it a Singer? Or?
Yeah, it would have been a Singer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you got your exercise as well as your sewing done at the same time. I overwhelmed my sewing teacher at intermediate because we had to get a sewing license to start with, and you had to stitch no thread but on paper. So you had to do, she had a jotter pad size paper, and you had to do a page of straight lines. And I did that sort of within the first 15 minutes of the first 2-hour lesson. So I went back through, and she was a bit, didn't know quite what to do with me. So the next thing you had to do was to do what I call a square snail. So I did that.
What's a square snail?
It's like a circle running, going around, but it's in straight lines. You do a bit, turn a corner, do a bit, turn a corner, and just slowly go further out. And you just keep the edge of the foot against what you've already done, so you keep an even space out. So I did that. And then,
did it look perfect?
Yep. And then you had to do a round snail, so the same thing but going around and around rather than stopping doing the squares. And then...
This is all on paper?
This is all on paper, no thread, just with your needle to show the lines. And then the last thing you had to do, she drew a squiggly pattern on it, and you had to follow the pattern. And generally I don't remember how many weeks of practice that was supposed to take everybody, but I did it all on the first day. Yeah. And I got 10 out of 10 for it, so I was really happy.
And what was her name, the sewing teacher?
That was Mrs. Reed.
All right.
And that was at Pasadena Intermediate School.
Pasadena.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the first garment we had to make a gathered skirt. And in those days it was yards, so you had to go and buy 2.5 yards of fabric and a zip and thread. And you cut a strip off the end to make your waistband. And you sewed up the side seam, put the zip in, and then you had to do 2 rows of gathering to gather this, what was left of your 2.5 yards, to fit. You can imagine...
Into the waistband.
And how little you are at 11 or 12... And then you had to hand stitch the 2.5 yards of the hem, and I must admit that how the hem never put me off sewing for the rest of my days, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy hand sewing and embroidery now, but I certainly didn't at 11 or 12 or whatever I was, that's for sure.
It's a long way, isn't it? 2.5 yards.
2.5 yards, yeah. I think she was quite happy because that kept me going for a wee while.
You can view the exhibition That So Last Century, What We Wore 1950s to 1990s at Tāmaki Pātaka Kōrero, the Central City Library, from 20th March to 13 July 2024. So grab your coat and grab your hat and head to town to enjoy a view of retro magazines, photographs, patterns and materials showcasing what we wore last century. Check our Auckland events for additional public programs.